unity is hard work. We could blame it on God. It takes grace. It is grace. The church is a mess. Thanks be to God. Into a unity with each other, into the one, all things gathered in Christ's body. God is gathering everything. No thing is left undone. A unity of diversity. I will let you find me, give you a future with hope, gather for you from the nations, and let you find me. So now let's grasp this news, unity from division, Jews and non-Jews, natives and immigrants with nothing to lose. You are now neighbors. A countercultural punch. Let's walk with this hunch. This peace poem gathers the far and the near. The far was us in Babylon. The near got to stay home. The far are the wandering strangers. We welcome you home, far and near, into one. Let's fit ourselves into this peace-loving mitten. Walls come crashing down. Stories are rewritten. The fence is torn. Our souls are reborn. This is transformation. The cross once stood for state terrorism. No one had thought, let's make it into earrings, like an electric chair. This is costly reconciliation, images of violence into new creation, bringing the strangers home while home is still in formation. We're at home with distinctions, defining ourselves, proclaiming our missions to differentiate from others. We are Anabaptist Christians. We should be careful. The messy womb of a church, institutionalized racism, threatening militarism, increased and industrialized materialism, hidden and protected sexism, light isn't reaching the prism. We are concerned about criticism, add schism to the isms, the Anabaptist disease. Torn by fear of difference, fear and forbearance. Our world not gathered, but keeping out, scattered. How can we aim to gather when we can't even sustain those that remain? Despite the stain of shameful pain, we remove those that threaten our definition of gain. Scatter, not gathered, slaughtered and slain. Our peace thought to be, but not really ingrained. How else could we explain turning a blind eye to those who are detained? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. How can we as a people fear what we don't know? Instead, love all God's creatures here below so that God's love through us, God can bestow. Can it be that easy? Love your enemy to let yourself fly free? No. No, this can't be. There will always be those with whom we disagree. Without getting away from them, we will never have unity. Even in peace-loving churches, we shut out. You make my point. If only they weren't here, or they turned to think like me, we'd have nothing in this house but blessed unity. Fear and forbearance, bearing the minimum. God, as one who wishes to gather from the edge of the cosmos every inch of matter, unity is not harmony, not achieved by agreement. The restless reality of God gathering strangers is that harmony utilizes dissonance. The church is a mess. Thanks be to God. So be wary of assuming that everything is good when we have won the argument whether or not we should. Unity is the starting point, not the end result. Christ is at the center, institution is not. So what now? Where do we go from here? You can't be a Christian by yourself. You must enter into fellowship. Bring the tensions, the disagreements, and the misgivings, because that is where Christ transforms things. If you aim at humility, you're likely to miss it. But here's humility in action. Forget about being humble, then you'll hit it. Patience, enduring with hope. Three strands of twine make an unbroken rope. We need each other. Patience does not come without suffering. We suffer each other for the sake of his body. Church hurts. Grace each other as God has graced you, with patience. By grace we have been saved. How far does patience stretch? Well, How strong is love? Love stretches. Love stretches to the far and the near. Love bends to those who are already here. Does hope ever end? With the prodigal son, can we hope to mend? And to whom our love do we hope to send? The shamed father of the prodigal son never stops checking the far horizon, even when patience runs out, when endurance runs too thin. There is a glimmer of hope that keeps one checking the horizon. MCUSA, we will be okay. This, with confidence, I can say. Don't ever stop checking the horizon. Celebrate the great spirit moving. The unity of spirit is bigger, wider, deeper than any of our institutions. Unity of spirit is not unity of denomination. It's much deeper than that. God can use our schisms for God's greater mission. Unity in Christ is no longer division. Breaks have led to conversation. Our failure at walking together can be used for reconciliation, to make us better at walking. Unity is hard. We could blame it on God. But the mess of the church provides opportunity to transform ourselves into a spirit of unity, a spirit of grace, a spirit of hope that never stops checking the horizon, that works to gather the far and the near, and that works to bless those who are already here. The spirit runs so deep. The church is a mess. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is a setting of John Wesley's text, Jesus, I Believe You're Near, composed by Matt Carlson. Jeremy Nafziger arranged it for strings. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.